Who do you think is going to help the most? Who do you think is going to play the most?
Well, who's going to play the most is probably the offensive lineman. It's going to be Frazier. I think it's very obvious. But Frazier is going to be a starter, and Faltano is going to be a starter as well. So if we kind of put them to a side and you look at the guys that might not be starters but probably big-time contributors, I got to go with Peyton Wilson. Peyton Wilson, I mean, especially on special teams.
Oh, my God.
I think he ends up starting. I think he ends up starting. If he stays healthy, I mean, a guy ran a 4.43, 6'4". I mean, and it shows up on tape, too. He's not just a combine guy.
Right.
That ran a 4.43. You saw him track down a guy. I think it was, what, a Notre Dame?
Yes.
I think
oh,
that's
my
who
God. Playing.
Track him down like that. That
Doran,
guy's he's a monster. He's a machine.
I don't know if this is real or not, but it looked real. That play that you were talking about, man, he was clocked at 23-plus miles an hour.
What?
That's faster than Tyreek Hill ran at any point this year.
Yeah.
That is insane. Now, the reason the Steelers were able to get him 98th overall when he was graded 44th by Kuiper and 51st by Daniel Jeremiah is because he's missing an ACL. All right, so was Hines Ward.
Right.
I don't know what that means. I've seen some of his workout videos. The knees look healthy to me. It was a concern for Hines, and then he played a very long Hall of Fame adjacent NFL career, maybe a Hall of Fame career. So I don't know if he didn't have that question mark. That's a top 20 kind of maybe even better than that talent.
Yes.
And the Steelers got him 98th overall. I didn't look at that as a significant need for the Steelers, but the value was such that you had to take him, I thought. And so I'm happy that they did. I think all those top four guys are going to play this year. The guy that I think is going to make the biggest impact as I'm sitting here now on April 29th is Zach Frazier, because I know he's going to start.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Faltano is going to start. I know Frazier is going to start because it wasn't going to be Herbig. It wasn't going to be James Daniels. Like, you're not going to have one of those guys start day one over a center who's day one ready.
Yeah.
You read all these scouting reports of all of the centers in the draft, and Frazier was probably the most NFL ready for day one. Now, we did the same thing with Kenny Pickett. Just because you're the most NFL ready among all the guys doesn't mean you are NFL ready. I'm here to tell you he's NFL ready. And unlike Grant Barton, he played center for the last 5 years. Like, that's going to make a significant difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Frazier. But I really think all four of those top guys are going to play. And I think Roman Wilson's going to be your starter day one in the slot.
Yeah.